Welcome to a brand new year in Snippetland. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you elevate your mindset to trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I'm so glad you're here with me. Welcome aboard. Welcome to Snippetland. If you're new here, Legere, welcome home. We've kept the home fires burning for you all along. I'm so glad that you've arrived. And today is the 2nd of January. It is the first snippet of 2026. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling great. I'm feeling juicy. Woo, juicy. And I'm feeling alive, and I'm feeling very motivated to make this year mind-blowing. So one of the things you got to be used to, if you're a member of Snippetland, you have to be used to hearing me say things like, this is going to be the best era of our lives. In fact, this is the best chapter of our lives. This is it. This is the best day of our lives, the best year of our lives. Yes, I talk like that because you know the answer why, right? It's the only one we got. It's the only day. Today is Friday, the 2nd of January, and I'm going to give you a beautiful, exciting, it really is a fun little exercise you can do to set aside 10 minutes today, just 10 minutes. And then here's the thing about this little exercise. 1 year from now, I'm going to ask you about it. How's that for interesting? I'm going to ask you about it on the first snippet of 2027. I know, right? And I won't forget. I will not forget. So I would love for you to do this exercise, and then together we will look at it 1 year from now. I'll be there, will you? You will. You will. You know what? Women come to Snippetland and they do stay. They stay because one of the things we really, really need on this journey, gals, is reminding. So another thing you'll hear as a member of Snippetland is that that's what I'm here to do. I have new stuff to teach you. I have strategy. I absolutely do. I have stories. We study books. We do learn things here. But overall, if we had to look overall and what you get when you listen to snippet after snippet after snippet, what you get is reminding. Because the truth of the matter is, gals, there isn't that much we need to do. We don't need 1,000 strategies. We don't need 1,000,000 books. Okay, we don't need 100 books. We don't need it. We don't need more information and more information and more information. We don't need that. Here in Snippetland, I'm always reminding you that when we gather information only, what we're doing is surface dwelling. And so my goal always is to remind you to dig a little deeper instead of going broader. We don't need more strategy. We need more action, more determination, perhaps, more commitment, taking action. And yet at the same time, you'll hear me saying to you, 5 minutes a day is enough. 5 minutes a day can change your life. And it can and will. And I've done entire snippets on that, so we won't go there. I have for you, I haven't forgotten, a powerful but simple little exercise that you can do today. And I encourage you to do it. Okay, here it is. We're calling this the future self thank you note. The future self thank you note. Another thing we do in Snippetland, we talk a lot about future self work. We talk about connecting to the woman we want to be next week, next month, next year, whatever. Recording the journey, recognizing that that future you will exist. She will exist. The only question is, what will her life look like? It's not a matter of whether or not she'll be there. It's a matter of what her life will look like. And here's the thing, gals, what her life will look like depends on you here, now, today. She is depending on you. She needs you to show up to build the life that she envisions for herself. So you sit down and you envision that life, and then you set about making it happen. So let me slow down, back up, and show you how to do this. And by the way, she will. There's only one reason she won't exist. And if it's your time to go, it's your time. And if it's my time to go, it's my time. Other than that, she will exist, right? Yes, right. Okay, so the future self thank you note is a tiny version of what could be a much bigger exercise. And in this little exercise for today, the 2nd of January, 2026, I'm asking you to write one paragraph thanking 2025 you for something specific. Let me repeat that. I want you to sit down with your journal or piece of paper or whatever. You can type it. Writing is actually a little bit better, but typing is fine as well. It doesn't matter. Take a few minutes, take a couple of deep breaths, and then write one paragraph thanking 2025 you for something specific. Not just, oh, thanks for surviving 2025. Thank you. No, be specific. What is one thing you did in the last year that you are grateful to yourself for? This is how we start looking at ourselves from different perspectives. We can thank ourselves from the past. We can get to know our future selves. And that brings us back to today, showing up better today. When we're aware of who we were in the past, when we're connected to who we want to be in the future, current self, today self, gets stronger, more motivated, way more clarity. That's why we do exercises like this. So today you're going to write one paragraph thanking 2025 you for something very, very specific. In that paragraph, I want you to acknowledge something you let go of. Something specific in 2025 that you allowed for or let go of or were able to overcome. Let's be specific here. Just one thing, one paragraph. Then, once you have that done, write three sentences, just three sentences, from December 2026 you to January 2026 you. In other words, sit down and imagine you are you 12 months from now. It's December of 2026. The year is winding down and you are looking back. What do you want to see having happened? Whatever that is, I want you to write three sentences approximately thanking yourself for making it happen. So, for example, I could imagine that in December of this year, December of 2026, I have finally overcome something that's been bothering me. Let's just say. I can write in the note, Becca, it's December 2026, and I am so grateful that you showed up this year and did X, Y, Z, that you showed up for me this year and allowed me to overcome this, or that you did this year. So that Becca from January 2026, Becca from today, can hear what December Becca wants to tell her. So you've got two parts to this exercise. One, write a paragraph thanking 2025 you for something specific, and include in that acknowledging something you let go of or overcame or changed or shifted. Some acknowledge something specific. Second part, write three sentences approximately or a short little paragraph from yourself at the end of this year back to yourself today. In other words, in December of this year, what do you want to be proud of? Write it down as though you are thanking yourself for accomplishing it. That will give you, in this moment today, more power to show up for yourself. Because you realize, oh my goodness, the me, the version of me that's going to exist at the end of this year, at the end of December in 2026, is waiting for me to show up a certain way. She wants to experience something particular, and she needs me to show up for her to make that happen. This is a very powerful exercise, and that entire process should take you no longer than 20 to 30 minutes today, 10 minutes on each piece. Don't overthink it, gals. Don't overdo it. Don't try to make it fancier than it is. Just sit down and write to yourself. Just keep it simple, keep it fun, keep it light. And at the end of this exercise, I know you'll feel even more motivated to make 2026 the best year ever. I'm sure you have other reasons as well. Just a quick reminder, gals, that starting this week, we're no longer publishing snippets on Saturdays. Now, the question of the day, are you with me for Juicy January this year? We started yesterday. We are now on the second day of a 31-day sobriety challenge known as Juicy, Juicy January. Things are starting to happen. We're having our first get together on Saturday. The gals who have joined are gearing up. They're getting specific instruction from me. They're together in a WhatsApp group. They're hearing from me via email. and they're seeing me live on Saturday. Gals, are you with us? If so, yay, I'll see you there. And if not, why not? Go to the show notes, tap the link, and sign up, because it's definitely not too late to join me and the rest of the gals for Juicy January 2026. And if you can't find the show notes, simply drop me an email at Becca@BeccaJacobson.com. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.